Headline.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, thousands of people are gathering for the March for Our Lives demonstration rally here in Washington, hoping to gain momentum for changes in gun laws. More than 800 sister marches have been planned in each of the 50 U.S. states and worldwide. Jennifer Smith, an American who lives in Australia, is an organizer of the March for Our Lives demonstration in Sydney.
The biggest thing that I've learned here, and this is more personal, is I can breathe easy. When I send my kids to school, I never have to worry about them having to do active shooter drills. I don't have to worry about active shooters. And we still have family and friends across the United States, and that's my hope for all of them, that everybody, whether you're a student attending school or just a concert goer, that you don't have to fear for your life. And unfortunately, that's the reality of it right now.
The student organizers of the march are demanding that children's lives become a priority here in the U.S. They're also demanding an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the island of New Britain and Papua New Guinea on Saturday. Seismologists said there was no tsunami warning, that is, or immediate reports of damage. The Pacific nation was hit with a 7.5 magnitude quake on February 26 that buried homes, triggered landslides in its highland region, killing at least 125 people. South Korea announced Saturday that North Korea has agreed to meet next week to coordinate logistics and agendas for an inter-Korea summit to be held in April. Each side will send a 3-member team Thursday to the border truce village of Panmunjom. The April summit between the two leaders comes as President Trump expected to meet Kim Jong-un in May. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for shooting and hostage